Hello and welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Aloha, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Positive Switch podcast. I am so excited to be coming to you today with a new episode. And as for me, I am back from Maui, one of the Hawaiian islands where I experienced one of the most beautiful travels I've ever done in my life. And I must say, it feels a bit strange to be back in Düsseldorf and I'm just taking the time, still being a bit jet lagged, but slowly but surely getting back into my sweet routine and sitting right now in front of the wonderful park that's just across the street where I live and sipping on some very nice and cozy herbal tea. Yeah, I know, I must sound like, you know, the hippie vegan, but you know what, that's kind of what I am, a hippie vegan, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm proud of being a hippie vegan. Alright, so enough talk, let's get into the heart of the topic. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the arguments that I hear the most in conversations, in outreach, when I'm at Cubes of Truth with Anonymous for the Voiceless. If you don't know what that is, you'd better check out my previous episodes. Otherwise, don't worry, I'll make sure I link this for you in the information box down below. So just check that out at the end of this episode. And one of these arguments that I hear the most is society, people as a, you know, people in general and society as a whole cannot change. So therefore, people won't go vegan, society won't go vegan. And I must say it really saddens me when I talk to people on the street and just to realize how pessimistic and negative most of people are, and just to see that they're blind to the massive change that's currently happening and that's been happening over the last couple of years already. And ever since I went vegan about 3 years ago, I can't stop seeing people change the whole time. Every day I see little progress in people's behaviors, in family members' behaviors, in friends' behaviors. I see how they're just gradually, you know, giving it a thought and trying to improve themselves, trying to just rethink and reconsider their whole life, reconsider everything that they've learned and everything that they've been taught their whole life. And you know, they just want to try to adapt, because to me, adapting is the only way to survive. Change is a necessity for a society to thrive and for humankind to perpetuate. As a child already, you probably had to change a lot in order to keep up with society's standards. You had to change some of your behaviors to fit some standards, and sadly, conformism is also in human nature, because it takes us real, real far in history when we had to follow the herd, and so to speak, we had to follow that group of people so that we wouldn't be alone and we would be able to survive. Through, you know, traveling with that group of people, we would get food and we would get protection, so we would be able to survive. So that's why I'm truly convinced that change is deeply embedded in human behavior. But, you know, nowadays, since we have everything and more to meet our needs, we don't really have to conform to society's standards anymore, and especially if those ones are not moral. And that's why more and more people every day are becoming vegan, because they realize that in one way or another, they have to change in order to align their actions with their values. If you don't want to hurt animals, if you care about climate change and about preserving our planet, if you care about your health, veganism, in my eyes, is the only way to go. If you're wondering why, just as I said previously, please check the former episodes that I've done on the different topics related to veganism, and you will find, you know, different sources of information there that might be useful and open your eyes. But change, however, involves documenting and researching, informing yourself, which is why being active has been a priority for me since I started activism in 2017. I think that we can only enable a major change in society by planting seeds of awareness and sharing the cruel truth of animal use as much and as often as we can. Now, the truth is, our life is not for ourselves to enjoy selfishly. Life comes with responsibilities and accountabilities toward others, being human or non-human animals. We have to be held accountable for every action that we do, because our choices might imply that another living being will be hurt or killed. And if it's the case, then we have to adapt our behavior in order to cause the least harm, as we should and as it is the least that we can do. Being vegan is the least that we can do in our lifetime in order to have a positive impact on ourselves and on the world. And to be honest with you, I am so million times thankful for change. I'm so thankful that I opened my eyes and my heart, and that it was harsh, but I accepted to look at the reality. I felt the need to change my habits accordingly to the footage I've seen, because it just felt so heavy as a burden to carry on my shoulders. So yes, I don't regret a single second making this switch to veganism, which I consider to be the point in my life where I started living. Of course I was alive, I was physically, biologically alive before that point. But I felt like I was just, like I told you before, I was being conformist. I was just conforming to society's standards and just living as a machine, as a robot, and really grounded in my routine and with the same habits and not questioning anything, just looking straight, not looking on the sides, not looking for all the different possibilities out there, and not questioning how the products I was buying were made and if the products I was buying implied someone else being hurt or worse, killed. So now let's say you are convinced that people cannot change and society as a whole cannot change. Well, let me tell you, you couldn't be farther from the reality. And I just want to give you a couple of examples to illustrate my point. So back in 2018, last summer. My mom came to visit me here in Germany, and I was doing a Cube of Truth in Cologne, which is a major anonymous for the voiceless chapter. There are so many beautiful souls over there, so many beautiful activists who are dedicated and passionate. And if you're not vegan, you know, if you stop in Cologne, I would highly advise on a Saturday between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. No, actually, I think it's between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. I would highly recommend you to stop at in front of the dome, the cathedral of Cologne. And if you see a little group, well, actually a big group of people dressed in black and wearing white masks, just check it out and just let yourself be surprised. Don't expect anything. Don't go there with any prejudice or preconceived ideas, and just let someone talk to you there and let me know after that if you didn't change, which might happen, you know. But I'm quite sure if you have a conversation with these people out there, it will definitely leave some impact on you. So yes, back to where I was. I was doing a Cube there and took my mom with me to her first Cube of Truth. And let me tell you, before that, my mom was a bit reluctant to activism. As I explained in one of my previous episodes, activism can be, you know, have that connotation, that negative connotation to it. A lot of people think that they just associate activism to extremism or radicalism or something being extreme, and they even associate it to terrorism. And if you just take the word, the simple word, activism, ism is, you know, it's just the suffix, the ending of the word, to mean, I don't know, not some kind of science, but some kind of action, some kind of a field of research, or, well, let's just forget about this, but just take the prefix, the beginning of the word activism, being active. So activism literally means being active. And after attending that Cube of Truth, my mom completely changed her point of view on activism. She thought I was forcing some kind of beliefs on people and telling them what to do. And I don't know what she, you know, pictured, but she must have thought I was screaming at people on the street and being one of those aggressive, annoying vegans who was, yeah, just telling people that they were bad people and everything that they were doing was wrong. And but yes, after that experience, she completely changed her mind, and I'm so grateful that she did. And now you probably want to know, how did she change her mind? Well, there was this man who suddenly, out of the blue, just came to me while I was standing around the cube. And it was just really abrupt, yeah, brutal. Like, I didn't expect him, and suddenly I see this big guy talking to me and not saying hello or anything, kind of being rude. And he was like, you know what? Whatever you're doing here, there's no point in doing it. This is not going to change the world. The world is not going to change. People are stuck in their old ways, and people don't want to hear the truth. Just look at this thing you're doing. People are walking by and they don't give a crap. They're not stopping by. They're not watching the footage, and therefore they're not going to change their mind. and they're not going to go vegan. So, you know, I had to take a few seconds there to like realize what was just happening. And I just breathed and I was like, hey, hi, yeah, like, nice to meet you. And, you know, hello, let's just like get back into the good manners. But yeah, like, I'm sad that you're so pessimistic and that you have this negative view about people, and you know that you think that people cannot change, because I mean, most certainly I have seen people change ever since I've become vegan. But yes, why is that so? Why do you think that people can change? So I was like, well, you know, I myself have seen that kind of footage, and I know that there's so many cruel things happening in the world, but I just can't change it. It's the way it is, and it's the way it's always gonna be. It's the way it's ever been, and there's just nothing we can do about it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, first, let me tell you something. You probably know the word vegan, right? And he answered, yes, of course, I know what that means. And basically people refusing to buy any product that would involve any animal having been exploited, used, or killed to make that product. And I was like, well, if you know that word, that means society is already changing. If you look back, I don't know, maybe about 20 years ago, the word vegan did exist, but it wasn't mainstream. Most people never heard the word vegan or veganism. And now, if you look back to 10 years ago, that's when the word vegan started going mainstream. That's where you started seeing vegan alternatives, vegan products appearing everywhere in the whole world, in all the supermarkets, maybe even on TV and on the internet. The word was just being used more and more in society to define a behavior, a lifestyle that was becoming the norm, that was becoming mainstream in society. And just this is proof that society has gone through a major change. And he was starting to look at me like, okay, you've got a point there. And I was like, all right, so that's one thing. Then I was like, well, you know what we're doing here, this cube of truth. What is the main topic? What is the main theme? It's veganism. This organization, if I'm not mistaken, Anonymous for the Voiceless, it wasn't created until 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, 3 years ago, actually, in 2016. And why did that happen? Why is that so that this organization, or more and more animal rights organizations, are being created every month and every year, ever since that veganism became mainstream? Because more and more people are becoming conscious, more and more people are becoming aware of animal abuse, animal exploitation, and therefore people are becoming vegan. But not only are people becoming vegan, but in an attempt to becoming more efficient, and in an attempt to spreading that message even further, people felt the need that they had to become active on the street. And you know, activism is the only way that society has ever changed. If you look back, you know, when slavery was it was normal for people. It was something that was socially accepted. But people started becoming active and speaking up because they saw slavery as an injustice. And therefore, these people becoming active enabled that major change in society, and therefore slavery was abolished. And now, same thing with veganism. People feel the need that they have to speak up. People feel the need that they have to become the actors and they have to become politicians. Because if you look at politicians in general, they're not speaking up for animals. They're not even moving the finger for climate change. Most of politicians, I'm not putting everyone in the same box, but so, you know, we go further in the conversation, and I've been talking for this guy for maybe 20 minutes, and he's like, yeah, you've got another point there. And sorry, I forgot to mention, but as this conversation takes place, and this conversation is happening in German, I'm talking to this guy in German, and I think it's the longest conversation I've had in German when doing outreach. And for me, you know, it's quite hard because I've been living here in Germany for 1 year and I'm learning new vocabulary every day, but it's always, sometimes it can be a struggle to have a conversation in German because I'm looking for my words. But this time I was like, you know, very confident and positive about it. I just wanted to open this man's eyes and change his mind. So my mom is there next to me and she's listening to the conversation, even if she doesn't understand a word of German, but she can already kind of understand it. She's feeling, she's just observing this man, and she can see how his face and his posture, how his, like the way he's listening to me is changing. And, you know, I keep going and I'm like, and let me give you another point, another argument illustrating why people can actually change. And I go, so we've been standing here for maybe about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I don't know how long. And you've been standing here the whole time, first coming to me and saying that society and people cannot change. But you've been standing here for so long already and listening to me, listening to my different points and talking to me for that long. If you didn't care about this, if you weren't willing to change, you wouldn't have stopped here and you wouldn't be still talking to me. So that's why I truly believe that something did change in your heart. Something did change in your body, in your mind. Because otherwise you wouldn't be here with me. And he's like, okay, I think you convinced me. And, you know, he didn't say he was going to go vegan from one day to another. And then we're approaching the end of the conversation. And I'm like, well, you know, I think we've talked for quite a while now, and I think you get my main point being that people can change. And if you agree, I have a little card that I can give you with more information about veganism and about a plant-based diet and how you can change your behavior if you no longer want to contribute to the pain and suffering of animals, and if you want to improve your health, and if you want to help preserve our planet, the best thing you can do is going vegan. But in order to do that, you have to properly, correctly inform yourself and do the research. And I don't want you to be alone on that journey, you know, because if I were you, I would have wished that someone was there to give me that information when I first was going vegan. And I give him the card. I don't give it to him. I say, I will only give it to you if you're interested and if you think that you can change. And he said, yeah, of course I'm going to take this card. So he takes my card and I tell him, well, you know, if you want to have more recipes and more information on veganism, I really love being active on social media, and I try to spread the word as much as I can and talk to people about veganism through different videos and different content that I publish on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you want, I can just... wait, what? Actually, I think... Yeah, sorry. Just took me a couple seconds to really remember how it happened. So I wrote down the name of my YouTube channel on the card and gave it to him. And then he leaves me and he's like happy, and we end the conversation really in a positive way. And my mom is like, wow, like that was so cool. Like I didn't understand a word, but like this guy, like I know you left a good impact on him. I know he's gonna change. And I was like, wow, for my mom to say this, it was a huge thing. And she was like, you know what, I love what you do. Activism is such a great thing, and so many people should become active and do the same thing you do, because people can change, and you've just proven it to me. You just gave me the proof that people can actually change. But just wait, because you're gonna still be surprised. And so I engage in different conversations after this in the cube in Cologne. And about maybe an hour later, my mom looks at me and she's like pointing at someone. And I see this guy coming back with whom I had this conversation. And he's like, yeah, thank you so much for this conversation. I was talking to my friends. We were sitting at that cafe and I was talking to them about this conversation we had. And I just realized I couldn't find, I checked on YouTube and I couldn't find your YouTube channel. And I think he did like a spelling mistake or something. So I was like, wow, like this dude came back to me about 1 hour later because he really wanted to find my channel in order to change. So I was just like so impressed and so happy, and I was like, yeah, no worries. And I took his phone and then searched it and found it, and then he subscribed to my channel. And he was like, well, you know, there you go, that's one more proof that you really want to change. Because if you didn't care about our conversation, if you didn't even care about, you know, having more information through my YouTube channel, you wouldn't have come back to me and asked in order to really find my YouTube channel. But yes, if you want to have more proofs that people can change, just listen to some of my previous episodes of that podcast where I explain, where I'll tell you about my parents changing their behavior. And even though they're not vegan, they've improved so much. They've done so much, so many major changes in their lifestyle, and I'm so grateful for it. And many of my friends have become vegan. So yes, I am a true believer that people can change, and change is the only way we can grow. It is the only way we can save our species and preserve most of the species that are still alive and not yet extinct on this planet. If you're not willing to change, I'm sorry, but I think that you don't really care about life in general. If you are not really capable of changing, you know, it's sad, but it's just that you're still numb inside, you're still blind to the truth, and I'm sorry if it's still the case, but I truly hope that at some point you will have that little click and that little moment where you realize that life is not just about you. Life is much bigger, and it has such a broader sense, meaning, and life is just bigger than just ourselves. It's a huge matrix where everything is linked, related, where all energies are connected. And how I like to say, what goes around comes back around. So everything that we do has an impact on others' lives. And if you want to have the most beautiful, positive, peaceful, compassionate impact on this earth, please consider going vegan. And that's how I'm gonna close up this episode. If you have any question, please send me a message on this podcast. Please contact me anywhere you can. Just look for The Positive Switch on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and contact me. If you wish to hear or see some specific veganism-related content on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, send me a message. I would highly appreciate it. And don't forget to send me your feedback in any way you can. I send you my love and light, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day, and see you in the next episode. Bye.